Every legislative session, prison reform is on the agenda, in great part due to two reasons: the continued advocacy of criminal justice reformers and the fact that Oahu's correctional facility is overcrowded and falling apart. Midway through this legislative session, the questions about where a new facility, or in the case of one bill still alive, where multiple correctional sites around Hawaii might be, well, they're still persisting. Kat Brady of Community Alliance on Prisons believes that before we settle on sites, we should agree on the system, and that includes on programs to provide skills, education, and proper ID for inmates before they're released. Kat Brady joins us now. Thanks so much for being here.
My pleasure, Beth Ann. Good morning.
Let's talk about HB 462, which would establish a new billion-dollar prison, also upgrade those facilities around the state. You say this is a bad, bad, bad bill.
Yes, it's confusing. It kind of came out of nowhere because when the session started, it was all about OCCC, the Oahu's jail, and it was about replacing Oahu's jail and finding a location for that. Actually, the planning of that has just been really disastrous, not unlike what's happening with the rail system. It's just that the department can't seem to decide what they want. Do they want a new jail where 51% of the people as of November 30th in OCCC were pretrial? 51% of the population? Outrageously expensive. A bill was introduced that would suspend the EIS process for OCCC. They've already allocated $5.4 million in one session for design and siting and $5 million in a subsequent session. So they've already allocated $10.4 million for OCCC, a jail, a new jail on Oahu. And then this bill 462 emerges, which basically says suspend that. Instead, we want to build a 3,000-bed prison that would house everybody from community custody all the way to maximum custody. And at first, the bill identified Waiava, the site at Waiava, where the minimum security correctional facility is now. That land was state government land. It was turned over to the state a couple of years ago. It's 197 acres. So
Kat, I mean, as we've been hearing from the Department of Public Safety about where this prison might be, where it might find a home, there are meetings that have been happening, but is the community truly involved in coming back to
the No, and the meetings have all been about OCCC. They haven't really been talking about the prison. So it's very kind of strange because we've got this money allocated for a jail. Then midstream, they say, wait a minute, maybe we should be doing a prison. And what the community is saying, hey, wait a minute, maybe you should think about what we're doing. So there is a task force, the HCR 85 task force, that the legislature enacted last year. And that task force is actually tasked with reforming the system, looking at who's in the system, figuring out who should be there, what are better things to do. We had a delegation that went to Norway, and they came back, and they saw a system that is running well, that has a 20% recidivism rate, where ours is, 50 to 60%.
So what's preventing the, as you would put it, sort of the logic of looking at what kind of system do you want, and then what do you need to be able to fulfill that system?
Well, I guess, I would have to use a Latin term. Cui bono? Who benefits from this? It seems like the beneficiaries are the consultants, because we've already spent almost $14 million on Maui and for a new facility, and nothing has happened. We now have $10.4 million allocated for OCCC, and they're talking about a prison. So there's a cognitive dissonance going on. They can't figure out what they want to do. And we're saying, hey, wait a minute, the state is talking about building, building, building. So the community kind of got together and started a group called the Community Justice Coalition. And that coalition has held two community justice dialogues. And it was so amazing because where the state's talking about bricks and mortar, people are talking about people, their families. That's who's we're talking about, who's incarcerated, members of our family.
So as that continues and trying to get some shape around how do you serve people, at what level do they need to be served? You mentioned having 51% of those who are in OCCC for pretrial.
Yes.
And looking at, do they really need to be there in a place that, you know, clearly needs a great deal of help because it's falling apart? That's been one of the issues. But looking at the in totality, what kind of prison system, what kind of system do we want, period, in the way we help people to be rehabilitated, hopefully, and be able to reenter society and not, you know, turn into another recidivism statistic?
Yeah. Well, you know, you really have to look at the whole system. And the whole system, we have about 5,800 people in now. 74% of those people are in for the lowest felony, usually residue in a pipe or something like that.
And you have to ask, why are they there? Couldn't they be someplace else and not spend so much of our money to keep them housed there? But when they are going to be getting out and they are going to be reentering society, also you are heavily advocating for bills that would give them skills, specifically agricultural skills,
yes,
and also make sure that they have all the proper ID so they can find a job.
Yes. And right now, people are released with no money and no ID. Hawaii is the only state that doesn't have an agreement with the Social Security Administration. And Social Security is kind of the basis of most identification documents that are necessary.
So at this point, you are obviously continuing to advocate for these bills, and we'll see if they move over and how well they are received. They have already moved over, but how well they're received in the Senate and whether this continues.
Well, it'll be interesting after the billion-dollar rail fail. We'll see if we'll have a billion-dollar jail fail and a prison fail.
Bottom line, how do you want to spend your money?
Yeah.
And what kind of system do you want to see for the next 50 or possibly 100 years? We got to go. I'm sorry, but we'll talk again as we go forward. Kat Brady is an organizer with Community Alliance on Prisons. It's a community initiative working to develop effective interventions for Hawaii's offenders and to improve the quality of justice in Hawaii.